Yeah, sure. I mean, I wouldn't be opposed to it.
It'd be nice if we could come out here and just vote and be done with it and not have to wait forever.
After looking at the long line for me at the Leon County Courthouse, Florida State University students Donald Clarkin and Dylan Lockett say if early voting could be extended, they'd like an extra day of early voting. Long lines and wait times has been the topic of complaint at several poll sites across the state.
You've got lines so long in Miami that people are waiting 4 and 5 hours every day. The elderly are frankly getting tired, they need places to sit. I mean, and the governor should do what's right for everybody, Republicans, Independents, and Democrats. I mean, it's outrageous that the governor won't even take 5 minutes outside of his day to consider the facts and about whether we should extend early voting hours.
Scott Arsenault is the executive director of the Florida Democratic Party. His party's chairman, Rod Smith, is one of several who recently called on Governor Rick Scott to extend early voting through Sunday.
In 2008, Floridians were given 14 days of early voting, and Florida's then Republican governor still found it necessary to extend early voting. The long lines at the polls show it was clearly a mistake for the Republican-controlled legislature this year to cut early voting in half. But it is past time for Governor Scott to show some leadership and fix that mistake.
But at a recent GOP fundraiser in Newberry, Florida, Governor Rick Scott remained adamant that
early voting will end Saturday night.
And even weeks before early voting began, Scott explained why he thinks the lines could be so long.
It's a long ballot, you know, and gosh, you don't just have all those amendments, but you have the, you know, all the local races and everything. So there's going to be some of the ballots are really long.
And first-time voters Donald and Dylan say not being too educated on the issues could contribute to those long lines, which could be the case for them as well. They only decided to early vote because they wanted to cast their vote for Gary Johnson, candidate for president from the Libertarian Party. Still, they say it would be easier to vote if there was more time.
I mean, we came here for early voting. We thought it'd be a lot, like, easier and not as, like, around the corner as it is.
Yeah, I was for sure expecting a short line today. I didn't really think. I heard that, like, the long lines come on November 6th, not early voting.
But others like full-time mother Leslie Carlson with her baby twins in tow say she's content with the early voting times.
The amount of days is enough. I think maybe if we could expand the places, more options for us to go vote, not just the libraries and the courthouse. But I know that's difficult in getting things staffed and having, you know, money to do that. So it is what it is, and I'm glad it's an option and we could take advantage of it.
Florida Department of State spokesman Chris Cates says his department has received reports from supervisors of elections that there have been long lines. But he says at the same time, voters are remaining upbeat. Cates says it's also important voters know there are still many options available to them.
We think voters are going to continue turning out, but we also remind voters that while there's about 300 early voting sites open for early voting, there'll be more than 6,000 on election day. So voters have several ways to vote on their schedule, whether it's absentee. They can still turn in their absentee ballots right now. And, of course, Election Day, we expect to go very smoothly.
So far, more than 3 million Floridians have voted either by absentee or early voting. While the last day to request an absentee ballot by mail was Wednesday, voters can still pick up a ballot in person at their local Supervisor of Elections office. The ballot would then need to be returned to the Supervisor of Elections office by Election Day, November 6, before 7 p.m. For WFSU-FM, I'm Sasha Kortner.